for inviting me to make a presentation and introduction of not just Asian but limited to Japanese activities to deal with the kind of this nanotechnology implication issues. Actually, the governance is a difficult word for non-native people to understand, so I've tried to compile all the relevant activities to deal with this nanotechnology implication issues. So this is the outline. I have a couple of many slides, so I will skip, but basically the second part is what we are now doing. The third part is the consideration between the regulation of voluntary framework or something like that. And finally, I'd like to briefly touch upon the international thing. This is a slide to try to explain our regulations related to the EHS issues. Very big, like Don's explanations. This is like the TSCA, Chemical Substances Control Law, which METI, actually my original affiliation, is dealing with the chemical control things. But there are many things dealing with workplace, consumer safety, environment, pollution, waste, and acute toxicity to animals, everything. So it's very difficult. But very strangely, we have no specific, nano-specific regulations targeting to nanotechnology. So it implies that there is a very big difficulty to actually develop the whole new concept if we try to have a new law or regulations overcrossing the whole kind of this difficult world, or even try to modify this very difficult, complex world. That's one thing. So from scratch, I think this is a kind of initial report to try to deal with, to dig up on the social impact thing. This is the METI's policy report on nanotechnology, March 2005. Basically, the main part is trying to discuss about the application side. But here is the social impact analysis working group, recognizing the importance to address the kind of nanotechnology risk issues. And the conclusions of the committee is saying more research is needed before drafting nanospecific regulations. So it's premature to go to regulations at this moment. We need physical and chemical properties understanding of nanomaterials used in testing and also screening tests. There are many things to be done beforehand. So what we need first, or what are we doing right now? In the research side, Japan's third science and technology basic plan, it's the most important basic plan currently just issued by the Council for Science and Technology Policy, which is an intra-agency governmental body, in March 2006. It recognized the importance of research on social impact of nanotechnology and also scientific fact-based risk assessment. It says scientific fact-based risk assessment, so it's more on like the kind of have some biased stance toward the scientific-based approach than more precautionary thing. But considering the current stage that we don't know anything about the nanotechnology risk situations, and also this is a kind of the document for the research policy, it might be some kind of natural to think about the scientific fact-based risk assessment. It's important. For the research area, we have some framework that is kind of comprehensive to deal with this issue. Finally, we are going to risk management, but before that, we need to the preparation, characterization, understanding of toxicity, exposure, risk evaluation, whole framework is necessary. This is a kind of chart showing the relevant organizations for nano R&D, nano EHS, government and industries. METI is more trade and industry side agency. MEXT is the Ministry of Education. That MHLW is the kind of Ministry of Health. MOE is Ministry of Environment. We have a funding agency and the research institute. And this NBCI is the industry association. And we have now launched several research projects. The first one, public acceptance of nanotechnology, is a more kind of brainstorming research on the social impact or how to deal with these social issues. And the last one, risk assessment and management, is a more physical, big project to actually develop the kind of common testing method or characterization approach. And if you sum up the budget, it's almost like $30 million. And if you consider about our total budget for nanotechnology research, which is almost relevant to the US, it's $1 billion. So this is like 3%, very small, but we are now starting. And the first project now just finished, and key recommendations by that project report saying that the public research institutes should, for example, establish risk assessment methodologies. Nanotechnology companies, for example, to conduct voluntary risk assessment of nanomaterials. And the government should, for example, to establish common fora and facilitate collaboration among stakeholders or develop necessary roadmaps and contribute international harmonization, etc. This is the roadmap of risk assessment, basically developed for the our physical R&D project. Actually, I will show the more detailed version later, but this is the basic understanding to deal with toxicity, characterization, exposure, and finally, until 2010, we'd like to have somewhat kind of comprehensive risk assessment methodology. This is just showing that maybe the our understanding, the kind of communication among the stakeholders and important. So the second second research project dealing with the social thing, trying to establish this interdisciplinary expert panel, which is communicating with national project people, academia, industries, citizens, and international people. The secondly, we recognize the importance of international standardization. In order to discuss potential risks of nanomaterials, common terminology and characterization methods are indispensable. And we recognize currently there are many activities in globally like ISO, ICS, EN, and CEN. So we established a similar structure for the standards committee. We have three working groups. One is for terminology and nomenclature. Second one is metrology and characterization. Third one is environment and safety. Now, we'd like to briefly discuss about the consideration on the between regulation or voluntary framework. I interviewed some Métis regulatory people. It is really difficult to get a clear image, but basically, their feeling and my feeling as well is that even before the serious risk of nanomaterial is proven scientifically, some kind of voluntary risk management framework, maybe in the private sector, should be explored. And if the serious nanospecific risk is proven scientifically, there should be some kind of appropriate framework. But we don't know whether this is still voluntary or it requires a mandatory framework. That's very basic. But why we come to such an understanding right now? For example, the CSCL, which is a kind of Japanese FISCA, has some limitation. For example, it does not cover like the simple materials, which is like carbon nanotube, C60, which is just carbon, and metal elements. So this is not covered by CSCL. This is basically dealing with composite. And most metal oxide, TiO2, ZnO, could be addressed by CSCL, but many of them are now existing substances, which usually do not require the notification. There are several notifications from companies, but for the small substance, but since, like this car, we have some exemption for the limited production. So it is quite unmatched with the reality of nanotechnology, nanoproducts, and our existing legal framework. This is a flowchart showing the similar thing. So you can go try to go down to the actual regulatory framework stage, but you can easily turn right and get the exemption So this is really difficult to consider how to match the current regulatory framework in case of this to deal with nanotechnology reality. So basically, we do like to see the private sector's activities at this moment. So what are they doing? Nanotechnology industry actually formed a kind of business association named Nanotechnology Business Creation Initiative in October 2003, which is a private organization consists of many industry members, including large companies and small companies, universities sometimes. This is just a busy slide for the organization, but here they have a societal implication study group. This is just a skip. This is 8 subcommittees, but basically focusing on application side, I just did. This is a study group for societal impact and standardization of nanocarbon materials. Kicks off on August 4, 2005, trying to have open discussion and sharing of related information among nanocarbon manufacturers, users, and authorities concerned. Basically, their current focus is more standardization. They have already held 5 meetings and subgroup meetings and tried to prepare of a classified list for CNT manufacturing methods. And maybe in future, they will try to propose a kind of standardization, a new item work proposal to ISO maybe. But there should be many activities, but not at this moment launched. For example, best practices or something. They can do, but I have not recognized currently the explicit activity of them. So we need more discussion. There is some kind of discrepancy between the legal regulatory people side and the voluntary industry people side, which should fill the gap, but at this moment, I haven't seen any activities to connect with. This is the international coordination chart. For example, we realized that there is one activity in OECD, and another activity in ISO, so we established the organizations or projects to deal with such activities. For example, the regarding the OECD working party, we try to establish the risk evaluation methodologies under our new project. So we'd like to make proposals and try to get feedback on them. In standardization part, as I explained before, we have already a kind of very comparative, comparable setup to make input. This is a very busy slide, but it's just try to explain in detail about the OECD regulatory framework, and Japan plans to establish appropriate risk management framework, though we don't know what it is right now on the materials to the scientific assessment, and to propose them to OECD for consideration. That is our current shift. There are another other activities for the international coordination. For example, we are going to hold ASTM E56 on nanotechnology meeting this May, ISO meeting this June, and second international dialogue on responsible research and development of nanotechnology. The first one was held in Alexandria, Washington, Virginia, that is in June. Even though I don't write down other activities, but there are several other kind of planning stage activities as well. So, very brief conclusion. Currently, we have no nanotechnology-specific regulations exist in Japan. Maybe too early for regulation, more studies and open discussion are needed. Research on characterization, evaluation methods, and standardization are important. A voluntary framework in the private sector will be explored even before serious nanospecific risk of nanomaterials is proven scientifically. And if serious nanospecific risk of nanomaterials is proven scientifically, it will be managed within an appropriate framework. International coordination is important. That is it. Hi. this is almost the end of my slide, but I do like to show some very technically detailed slide. The one is our roadmap in very detailed way. This is so detailed, so I can't show you in one place. And I received this translation almost yesterday, so I cannot provide this kind of materials. But it's really kind of Japanese trying to be more technical than philosophical. But it's also trying to have something in 2010. Other side. I think this one. This one is the what NBCI people. Oh, sorry. NBCI people are discussing about the classification of CNT manufacturing methods. They say that this kind of classification is actually very difficult. They need a kind of comprehensive set of the companies. So within Japanese industry group, it is possible. So they are trying to have such a kind of more scientifically sound classification and trying to make a proposal in near future. I'm not sure, but maybe at least in 6 months or one year or something. Oops. So this is the end of my presentation. Thank you for your attention.